on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
7:07, we've got Wyong today. Phil Robinson is the track manager. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, how you going?
I'm not too bad. How's your day, more importantly?
Yeah, it's going really good. There's barely a cloud in the sky, so it's a cracking day for racing.
Have you had any rain at all of late?
Not in the last 3 or 4 days, but earlier on in the last week, we had 70 mil of rain in 2 days.
Gee, all right. Now, how's the track today?
It's actually spot on. It's drying out really nicely. I haven't had to put any irrigation on, so I'm assuming it'll stay as a good four all day.
All right. The rail, where's that, Phil?
It's in the True.
All right. And that 70 mil of rain is going to do more good than about 3 million tonne of irrigation, isn't it? It's amazing how it just kicks on.
Oh, definitely. The grass has kicked right in now with these warm temperatures as well, so it makes our job a lot easier.
Yeah, I imagine the grass cover would be terrific.
Yes, it's not too bad. There is a little bit of fill. We trialled 7 days ago, and we're in the same rail position as we were for Cup Day. So there is a little bit of patchiness in spots, but it's pretty good overall.
All right, terrific. Enjoy the day. Hope all goes well, Phil.
Thanks very much.
Phil Robinson, the Wyong track manager. Gary Harley's going to find the winners for us. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Beautiful day. It's an absolute ripper. And I'll tell you what. This is a very, very interesting and strong meeting, particularly with the three-year-olds, Regimental Band and Akari, I think the other one is a Brad Widdups. They're both very, very smart. They got form around Libertini. And the last two races, 1,000-metre races, they're going to go like the wind there. But not only that, mate, the whole program is really, really strong. You know, really looking forward to getting there because when you get, you know, the smarter horses and the horses like this, you know, it makes it so much better. I mean, the atmosphere is better and you're seeing so many nice horses. But for a Tuesday meeting, I'm surprised at how strong the meeting is.
Yep, now looking through it and we're looking...
Another thing, mate.
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to butt in on that. Nothing to do with us on the radio, but our own little Oxford girl, Lizzie Gels, is emceeing a big ladies' day there at Wyong today. Her, Kim Waugh, Debbie Kapitas, they've been advertising it for a while in the big marquee there, so I hope I don't get swamped by the women when I go over to do the tips, mate, when I do the tips.
You're just a sex kitten, Gaz.
And they don't win.
You are just a sex kitten, and you know what's going to happen, Gary, don't you? Hey? It'll be the same as usual. You'll be fighting them off like anything. Goodness me. All right. Now, the first today. Number one, Guilo Tantum, 31. Two, Maybach, 320. Three, Urbino, $1.35. Four, Bansiri, 34. Five, El Toralado is $34. Six out and seven, the Barra, $7.50. $1.35, number three, Urbino, the favourite.
Well, the situation for me is I can't back him at those odds. And I can't tip against him. He'll beat him easy if he wants to. But, he's an import trained by Chris Lee. He started $1.50 and $1.14 in his two Australian starts. Last start, he ran two in front at the 200, and he looked like he hoisted the white flag and got beat by a horse that got beat easier since. Prior to that, Yui came in and rode him. He wanted to hang in a bit in the straight. He gets back, and naturally he's a pommy or, you know, English stayer who can get up to 2,400 or more. And he come with a big run that day, but he wanted to hang in, and he only just got beat. Look, I don't know about him, how genuine he is, but he'll beat him and beat him easy if he wants to. Maybach's won a go, and Adrian's going to the trip for the first time. Out of his Abel mare, more than ready. Out of his Abel mare, so it'll probably run the trip. Okay. Wait now, I got it wrong. It's not out of the Bell Mare. It's out of the Flying Spur Mare. So it's going from 1,600 at Kembla, where it runs third, beating a length, a dummy runner. And second at Newcastle, the Magella, over 1,500, got me the length and a half, tried to lead all the way. In both those runs, it's either been first or second all the way. I don't know whether it will run the 2,100. It won't beat Urbino if Urbino puts its head down, but it's second pick. Number seven, the Burrow, got to the line really good last start for Paul Perry at Newcastle behind Augusto. and got beat about four lengths, however. It's got a place open, number four, Ben Fury. 3, 2, 7, and 4.
I know, race 2, 1 Battlers, 4, 34, number 2, Big Bad Bruce, 3.30, 3 Arizona, $1.80, 4 Fiero de Lago, 18, 5 Tricky Saga, 51, 6 Bale Conditions, 61, 7 Intimidating, 3.70, 8 Secret Mission, 34. Shorty here, number 3, Arizona, $1.80.
Yeah, I'm going for one to beat it, Intimidating. Chris Lewis is doing it. I've got to be honest, he hasn't done much in his two race starts, but I do know there's plenty there. Under the bonnet. He's by Sebring. He had a start at Randwick on Boxing Day, and he was well back, 10 into 750 on the strength of good trials at Newcastle. And he was run about fifth all the way, and he weakened out of it. He was pretty ordinary that day. He went to the paddock. He trialled really good on the Beaumont track on August 19th, and then he came to Newcastle, and he got held up at the top of the straight. But he was gone at the 200. He just wasn't right. And he pulled up with a slow recovery. But in between then, mate, he was scratched in the barrier, at the barriers in a race, I think at Newcastle. He's a bit of a bugger, but he can gallop. And today is we got Brent Barrier 7. I think he can knock my favourite off. I resign. I was at Hawkesbury working the other day when he got beat three lengths. He had every chance. Blew like an absolute gale in the betting that day. 270 out to $5. He led, was running second, led it for 400, and they run over him. He got beat about three lengths. Sally's Day went enormous. The winner won a Singos. It went really good. This horse, if you go way back to April, he's only had other run. He runs second to Lord Zoolander, beaten 2.8 at Gosford. He won a trial by seven lengths before that Hawkesbury run. So he's pretty short, but if he repeats that trial, he'll go pretty good. So 7 to beat 3. 2 Big Bad Bruce now with Joe Pride. He was with Ern Baker. He got 2 recent trials. Went on okay, the last one behind Pasika. And I'm excited. Wasn't allowed to do a lot. He did. His country form was okay when Bjorn Baker had him. Number 5, best of the others. Tricky Saga. 7-3-2-5.
All right, the third one, the Memory Man. Pardon me, $7. 2 is out. 3 Golden, 4.80. 4 Liberty Head, 3.10. Number 5, Rizzuto, 4.60. 6 Andy Wish, 23. 7 Hyrabi, 23. 8 Zell, 17. 9 Shima, $6. Rather. 10 Cinnamon Cloud, 26. And 11 Carlo, 14. 3.10 favourite, 4 Liberty Head.
Looks a, well, it's an open race. It's 3 or 4 chances. But the two favourites are both owned by James Cummings for Godolphin. Liberty Head's the one I like. It went really good in a recent Warwick Farm trial behind Montserrat. Ran on really good from the back. Got beat a few ahead or so in that trial. It looked pretty good. He's a long row colt, and he's drawn well. Tim Clark rides him. I think he'll be hard to beat. The other Godolphin horse will be hard to beat too. Golwyn, number 3, is drawn. Lovely barrier, Rachel King. Very quiet trial the other day behind Montserrat and Liberty Head. Liberty Head beat it at a length of 3/4, but this horse had a quiet trial. I think he'll be running well here today. So I like the Royal Blue, 1-2 here. Number 1, the Memory Man for Brett Dodson, a very, very good trainer from Coffs Harbour, young Brett. This horse has had 3 runs. He runs 2nd at Geelong back in June, 4th at Cranbourne in July, beating a length of 1/4, and obviously they bought him then. And he ran 3rd at Taree first up when he tried to lead all the way, beating about 3/4. Number 5, Rizzuto. Tim Waugh's got it, first starter. Never, ever off the bit in a recent trial at Wyom. Got beat 2 lengths. They may be setting this horse up for this race. I'd be very, very wary of it. My Manhattan Rain of Duller Ride. 4, 3, 1, and 5.
Right of the fourth, number 1, Famous, 250. 2, not a bad idea, 12. 3, Wounded Soldiers, 7. 4, Darling Point, 250. 5, Ten Eyes, 17. 6 out, 7, Magnificently, 440. 8 and 9 out, and 10, Prince High, 101. Equal favourites, 1 Famous and 4 Darling Point, 250 each of 2.
I know Famous, the best bet of the day. he's going to get a gun run for that one barrier, Tim Clark to ride him. He came to Newcastle first up, and he was a bit burly, and he was outstanding on the 10th of August. He won by 2 lengths. Christian Reeve rode him. He gave him an armchair ride up on the speed, and he ran away to win very easily. Went to Randwick, and he was out fast. He was in the up and coming, you know, the group three, so he got beat about six there. Then he came to Wine the other day. I thought he was a good pick, and he ran second. James McDonald gave him every possible out. He drew barrier one. He sat third the rail, or say third or fourth the rail, come around him, had every possible hope in the straight, and he, well, I wouldn't say it was disappointing, because the winner went fantastic. Oakfield Twilight beat him about 2 lengths that day. So what Peter and Paul have done, they've stepped him up to the 1350 there. Tell you what, he can draw a barrier. This is 2 ones and a two before that in his last three runs. He'll get the run of the race here. And I think, you know, he's the best bet of the day. Just against that, but she is pretty smart, Darling Point. I saw a win in a small field at Hawkesbury recently when I was there. Then the other day, when she failed at Randwick, Nashra Willis said that he was concerned with her action, said after the race, and she wasn't tested at all. Pretty smart. This is a really, really good race. And I made the top weight the best to beat Darling Point. Number three, Wounded Soldier, Pee-wee, with Chris Lees, went really good first up at Taree and then disappointed at Newcastle. It could run a place. And number seven, Magnificent, he won at Clary's for Jerry Harvey. Had trial well, and it led all the way to win on one of the Newcastle tracks. It might have been the Beaumont. Yes, it was. First up. Good race, 1, 4, 3, and 7.
Race 5, 1 Bush Rambler, 151. 2 is out. 3 Filana, 9. 4 Poetic Harmony, 151. 5 out. 6 Triudas, 950. Number 7 Agripart, 10. 8 Akari, 550. 9 Compatriot is $81. 10 Dancing Rachel, 151. 11 out. 12 Del Ciro, 13. 13 Regimental Band, $1.95. And 14 Van Giz, 550. The favourite, number 13 Regimental Band, $1.95.
Now the price that went up.
What was that?
$3.60.
I bet you got that.
No, stupidly. I was going to back Famous All Up, and I had a couple of things to do the other day. I was going to call in the pub and back it, and I, bugger it, we'll let it go. Mate, how could it go up $3.60 when it got me 2 lengths by Libertini in a black night race in Scone, and it's in a wine made plate? You tell me how it could possibly be $3.60. There's something people won't know about this, Philly, and I'm going to tell you in a moment. She's by I'm Invincible, bred up at Crestfield by Wayne Bedford. He's the manager there for Bruce Neal, and Chris has got her. She had her first start at Muswellbrook, was $7.50, April 22, 1,000 metres, far too short for a runoff of legs that day. Come to Scone for the Woodlands, the Black Knight, on Cup Day the 11th of May. Libertini beat at 2 lengths. Libertini could have won a little bit easier, by the way. So then, Chris Spelzer. The other day at Newcastle, was after that, Eldorado Dreaming beats a nose or a head in a trial on the Beaumont track. Aliferous runs third on the 19th of August. It gets even better. A couple of weeks back, in between races at a Newcastle meeting, Chris Lee's galloped in her time, Eldorado Dreaming, and the maiden Regimental Band together. Regimental Band was on the rail. She had the lead all the way within her time and poured it out right to the finish. Might have got beat a half head or a head. And they clocked them to come home, or the clock, the last 600 in 32.22 in that gallop. Now, you won't see that in any of your form guides, but that's what happened. $3.60 into odds on. I think it'll win. I didn't make it a complete, because last night when I was doing the tips, it turned right up. You knew it was going to start on top. Righto. Does get back a bit, Sean, in the races. Muswellbrook in the Miss Finland on the Boo, but it ran second. At the 800, it was third last in a field of 14. And it's going behind Libertini in a field of 11. It was still seventh or eighth at the 400. It made up a ton of ground. So that's the only worry about Wild. She will get back a little. But she is very, very strong. Now, there's another horse in it that goes really good, of Brad Widder. A schnitzel filly called Akari. Now, she's had two starts. She runs second at Randwick to Libertini, got beat three on the Boo on Anzac Day. And then she ran in that race at Scone, where Regimental Maid finished about 2.5 lengths in front of her that day. So she'd want to find plenty on that run to beat it. But Scone track's a bit different to Wild, you know, with that long straight and that. But her recent trial at Canterbury was terrific. It was an absolute ripper. James McDonald never gave her 1 inch of rein, and she really hammered the line.
But he's pulled the blinkers off her. He's pulled the blinkers off her since that last prep too.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. It's there in the form. So she'll run well. He's drawn a bit off, out a bit. But she, I don't think she can beat the other filly if the other filly handles Wang, okay? But she's a horse of the future. Number 14, trial really good. Van Giz, the first starter for Bjorn Baker. Nashra Willer riding. And number 6, Free Ood. It's my place chance. 13, 8, 14.
On to race 6 now. And number 1, Julian Rock, $1.95. 2 Jarhead, $3.80. 3 Toroso, $9.50. 4 IRI, $7. 5 out. 6 Moana, $6. 7, 8 out. Number 9, Burnsun, $34. 10 Stun, $23. 11 By Design, 34, and 12 Bonnie Forever, 81. It's short first up, Julian Rock, but it's trialled well, $1.95.
It's too good for those. I'm saying that, but there's a little worry. Its only win was on a heavy track. And it's been placed on a soft track. He's only had 8 starts, but on a good track, he's had 4 starts and never run a place. So when I say he's too good for him, he handles, if the good track's okay, there's a bit of give in it. That's the worry with him. He was on a heavy track when he was brilliant in the recent Canterbury trial win. And he beat Ren's Day, one of the favourites for the Cameron the other day. And Deploy run third, hit lead and was under heavy pressure in the last 200. So this is outstanding, the trial in these form. He had 3 starts last prep, finished third or fourth in all 3. And the furthest he was beaten was 2 lengths. John Dubois got him down at Goulburn. CJ Graham will claim 2. And he's Invincible Spirit. Isn't he the sire of I'm Invincible? I think he is.
Yeah.
He's a French horse, this fella. But he goes good. Goes really good. And his only win was over there, not in Australia. He's only had the 3 runs here. His trial was outstanding, as I said. If he gets, you know, the track's not too firm. When we come to race 6, I think he'll win. Jarhead's going really good and loves Wild. 4 starts here for 2 wins and 2 seconds. And on pacer, his regular rider, Josh Parr, riding for Gerald Ryan. Number 3, Toroso, can run a place for Kylie. And number 6, Miss Moana. Didn't do a lot in the trial, but mightn't have been allowed to. Can do better. 1, 2, 3 and 6.
Now the 7th one, Traumatised, 440, 2 Rambler Rebel, 320. 3 Dual Escape, 11. 4 Little Owl, 420. 5 Princess Lottie, 21. 6 out. 7 Mr. Hennessy, 850. 8 out. 9 Il Bandito, 5. 10 Denham Street, 41. 11 Ondo Pasta, 31. 12 Majigi, 81. Favourite, 320. 2 Rambler Rebel.
Now, this place won 3 on the trot. He is a very, very fast horse. It's very hard to lead him. He jumps and he takes off. Now, he's a bit funny in the head, this bloke. He first 2 wins at Taree, he won the runoff. And because, you know, Taree, it's not a big track like at Scone where he won the other day. But he first up, he won by just over, you know, a neck or so. Second up, he won by 2.5. And, oh, he's got terrific speed. Nick Mitchell's got him, and Aaron Bullock rides him, he always does. And this fella come to Scone. He was $1.50. Everyone said he'll win out of sight if he handles. the home turn. And on the big track, Nick Mitchell was hoping that he did. And he come around like Zoom Top on the home turn. And he went enormous. He bowled in up there. 1,100. 1,000 around Wyong. Wow. If he handles that home turn, which could be a bit tight, he'll give him something to chase. Don't worry about that. He is a flyer. Torment Ties has got a ton of ability. I've had to put it in the quaddy. Quite trial at Wyong the other day. Ran on nicely. Run second at Rosehill. The Riverbird beaten a long head in June. Its form's terrific. Third to El Troop at Doomben, beating three quarters of a length. Fourth at Randwick to Goldfinch, beating three quarters of a length. What price is it, Sean? It went up $6.50.
Which is this? Traumatise? Yeah, I'll just quickly go back to the another page there.
It's got enormous ability. If Rambler Rebel does anything wrong, it'll just be ready to pound.
440.
Yeah, it's coming. You've got to put it in your quaddy. It's got a terrific chance. And if Rambler Rebel does everything right, 1,000 metres, I think he'll win. Although, Traumatise has won two races over the 1,000, so he's a big danger. Number four, third pick of the race. Little Al, gee, it was good winning the other day after a brilliant trial. That's country form, of course. And best of the others, mate, number nine, Il Bandito. He's had a few issues, had a few trainers, but he's going okay. 2149.
All right, the last one, Sol Soldier, 460, two out, three Texas Forever, 230. Four Heimel, 13, five out, six Katie Did It, 19. Seven up Reese Side is 10. Number 8, LA Rev, had me 151. 9, Brooke, 151. 10, Cassie's Sister, 460. 11, Daisy Pluck, 34. 12, For Love, 650. And 13, Silent Image, 81. Favourite, 230. 3, Texas Forever.
Yeah, I nearly made the special. I was going to get Pete, but one Pete come out. I nearly made the special. Mate, it's only had the two runs. David Pfeiffer's got it by Deep Field. And Nash is riding from Barrier 1, so it ticks all boxes. First up at Hawkesbury on the Boo. It won impressively, beat Acumen. Went to the Kenzo, only got beat a length and a half by standout. Very good form. Number 10, second pick, Cassie's Sister. Looks like it's had a change of trainer. I'm sure Stephen Jones had it last bet. Troy O'Neill at Tamworth's got it now. She is a real flyer. Got a terrific record. And she trialled nicely recently. Number one, Soul Soldier, will be hard to beat. First up for the Snowdens after a trial in which she was given a crack with a whip. Strasburg just beat her in a trial prior to that. She only had two runs. She won at Gosford one day in May. And number 12, best of the others for Love, who won easy at Scone. 3, 10, 1 and 12. The best bet is Famous. Race 4, number 1.
All right, race 4, number 1, Famous. And that's what you'll be when you go over to that ladies' marquee today and give your tips too. Hey?
No. Not while the lovely Lizzie's there. She'll be the star in the guest appearance.
You walk in there swinging your tie around your head and yahoo, and you wait. You'll be an absolute muglier.
I might wear that bow tie I wore on at Newcastle, Andy.
Fair dinkum. You would have looked up.
You didn't see it. You didn't see the bow tie.
I saw a photo of it. Yeah, I did see a photo, actually.
I only wore it for a bit. I only wore it on take two, yeah.
Well, have a good day. We look forward to the late mail today.
Yeah, this is a very interesting meeting. People should have a good look or a listen and have a bet.
Exactly. That's right.
See you, mate.
Good on you, Gary Harley. Always great to catch up with him.